Penhold. While patrolling through Penhold this week, RCMP came across a suspicious van towing a utility trailer that led to the arrest of two men on multiple property and drug offenses. RCMP Corporal Gina Slaney said in a Friday media release that on July 10 Innisfail RCMP officers were patrolling Penhold when they noticed a red van towing a utility trailer parked behind a residence that is frequently related to property crime offenses. Slaney said the license plate on the trailer was noted to have been stolen out of Calgary. Officers approached the vehicle and noted a large amount of cut cable and copper wire in the back of the trailer, along with tools that are commonly associated as break-in tools, said Slaney. She said police officers contacted the three occupants of the vehicle, with the passenger providing a false identity. Slaney said the driver of the vehicle was arrested for possession of property obtained by crime. When another officer of Innisfail RCMP arrived on scene, he recognized the passenger and quickly determined he had multiple warrants for his arrest out of multiple police jurisdictions, said Slaney, adding the passenger was also arrested. Slaney said the vehicle was searched and was found to contain numerous break-in tools, including bolt cutters, pry bars and binoculars. She said 6 grams of suspected fentanyl was also located in the vehicle, along with 7 grams of suspected methamphetamine. Slaney said the weight of the insulated wire was 355 pounds. She said Patrick Carson Raycraft, a resident of Red Deer, was charged with 2 counts of possession of property obtained by crime, possession of break-in instruments, possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of controlled substance, fentanyl, and possession of unstamped tobacco under the Excise Act. Slaney said Randy Lee Soul of NFA was charged with 2 counts of possession of property obtained by crime, possession of break-in instruments, possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of controlled substance, fentanyl, possession of unstamped tobacco under the Excise Act, 3 counts of breach of conditions, and obstruction. Slaney said Soul also had 13 warrants split between the locations of Innisfail, Lacombe and Red Deer. Raycraft was released roadside via an appearance notice to appear in Alberta Court of Justice in Red Deer on August 27. After a judicial interim release hearing, Soul was remanded to appear in Alberta Court of Justice in Red Deer on July 11.